DW.
How big is the population right now?
There are currently just under 7.8 billion people on the planet, and according to the UN, we'll cross the 8 billion mark in 2023. Our numbers have increased rapidly over the past century. In the 1970s, there were roughly half as many people in the world as there are now. Today, more than 60% of the global population lives in Asia. China has the most people, over 1.4 billion, even more than the entire African continent. It's closely followed by India, which has 1.3 billion, then the US with over 330 million, then Indonesia, Pakistan, Brazil, and Nigeria. But that order is predicted to change soon, because India is on track to take the top spot by 2027, and Nigeria is projected to surpass the US as the third largest country in 2047.
How is the global population changing?
Well, it's still growing, at a rate of around 80 million every year, but that growth has been slowing down since 1963. Current projections show that by 2050, there'll be 9.8 billion people on Earth. But by the end of the century, the population is expected to peak at around 11 billion. In more and more countries, people are living longer than they used to, and women are having fewer children due to changing lifestyles. That's led to an aging population in Japan and countries in Europe and North America. Meanwhile, in some parts of Asia, Latin America, and the African continent in particular, the population is younger.
What are the different challenges these regions are dealing with?
Many of the fastest growing populations are in poorer countries. That's a concern because as the number of people increases, so too does the burden of problems like malnutrition, poverty, and lack of access to healthcare. Africa has the youngest population in the world, with about 62% of people under the age of 25. It's also increasing rapidly. In sub-Saharan countries, the population is projected to double by 2050 and continue to grow beyond 2100, whereas populations in the rest of the world will likely peak before then. A main reason for this is that women in Africa have on average 4 to 5 children, almost twice as many as the global average. With more and more young people, there's high demand for things like education, jobs, homes, and healthcare, and many African countries are already struggling to meet those needs. Youth unemployment is a big problem, which is also driving young people to migrate, often risking their lives in search of work.
And what about the rest of the world?
While younger people make up a bigger share in Africa, there's a growing number of older people in the industrialized countries of Europe and North America, where just a quarter of people are under the age of 25. That's posing a different kind of challenge for governments. For example, how can they provide healthcare and support for an aging group that outnumbers the working age population? That's led to young people from developing countries heading to the West to fill gaps in the job market. Latin America and the Middle East are also increasingly seeing the impact of an aging population, with the share of people over retirement age there expected to double by 2050. Meanwhile, in China, the population too is shrinking and getting older, with massive implications for the economy and labour force. It's a situation partly caused by Beijing's now-defunct one-child policy. Issues like gender inequality and a preference for sons have also skewed the sex ratio in countries like India and China, where the number of so-called missing women has doubled in the past 50 years. This means there's a shortfall of women compared to men due to sex-selective abortion or neglect.
DW.